How many days?
Since rain. We've had three trace events since August 10th, but August 10th was the last measurable rain. We had 3/10 August 26th, but we had 1/4 inch on August 10th. We're currently at 9.6 inches year to date. We had a 7-inch July.
So it all came then. You know, there's a really cool we got to turn your mic on. Hang on.
Yeah, it helps if I turn my mic on, huh? There's a really cool website out there called rainlog.org.
That's where I'm on.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great website managed by the U of A, and you know, it was originally for Arizona, and now that's all over the world.
It's awesome. You can actually pull up the Arizona map. It shows you every registered rain gauge in the state. There's got to be at least thousands of them.
Yeah.
And you just zoom in on the area of the state you want to see. You click on that particular station, and you get the history of that station, going back as long as it's been there. There are some of those that have been there 8 or 9 or 10 years. So it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You can go back and see how they've done over the years. But I need you at my house. I'm on an acre, and I don't have one happy tree.
Ah. Well, there you go.
And you're on a third of an acre with 70 happy trees?
Yeah.
There's not a happy tree on my lot.
I do have flood irrigation. However, my buddy Jake Mace out in Mesa has a third of an acre lot, same size as mine. He's got 230 fruit trees on his property. Again, we're keeping them small. I mean, some of the fruit trees are, you know, 4 feet tall, 4 feet wide, small.
Okay, I got to ask.
Uh-huh. He's not on flood water.
So you're okay being the little bird sanctuary for your neighborhood. That's okay with you.
Yep.
But how about the roof rats?
So we have roof rats. We have pack rats. We live in the desert.
Yep.
You know. I remember when the roof rats showed up.
Oh, man.
What, about 15 years ago? And what we saw was this huge explosion, and then the apparently they arrived from China somewhere, I don't know, somehow, in a container or something.
Yeah. And, 8-9 years ago, it was the most common topic you got.
Right.
You know.
Right. So we have rats, and I have two feral cats that live in my yard.
Okay.
And the other day I was walking across the patio, and there was a dead rat on the patio. It's like, go Cali Ma, right? So we're going to have rats. You know, we have, interestingly enough, on the back patio at the urban farm 2 nights ago, a big fat raccoon. And the urban farm is at 16th Street near Bethany Home. Go figure.
So did you put on your boxing gloves and...
Yeah, exactly. Well, the moment I opened the door, he or she was gone. But, you know, it's something, you know, we have to manage for that. And
which watch for, because sometimes they'll rear up on you, and they're vicious little
suckers. Yeah, that's
suckers.
What I hear. That's what I hear. So, you know, managing wildlife, and I'll put roof rats in the wildlife category, is, you know, something we have to do. Is it a reason not to grow fruit trees or groceries in your yard? Absolutely not. And honestly, on a year-to-year basis, I can identify only one or two instances where they're actually eating my food out of the yard. So it's not a problem. And if you do have a problem, you trap them, catch them, do whatever you want.
Well, let's talk about starting from the beginning. You got to know rootstock. You got to look at chill hours. You have to look at ripening times, fruit variety. Selection is critical.
Selection is absolutely critical. And here's one of the reasons that I do what I do. So my fruit tree program is 18 years old. And in the fall, I do fruit tree classes, free fruit tree classes online, in person, educating people. Because do you realize that you can go to most nurseries in this valley and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit? This is the big box stores and some of the local nurseries. It drives me nuts. And it's for the following three reasons. Number one, chill hours. We get about 350 hours of chill. Most fruit trees, not including citrus, require less than 39 degrees and a cumulative amount of them. So my Anna apple tree in my front yard needs 200 hours of chill. So we get 350. So we're good. If you were to plant a Braeburn apple and it needs 600 or 700 hours worth of chill, you're never going to get fruit on it.
You'd have to be closer to maybe Dewey, a little farther north.
Prescott, Flagstaff, exactly. Because you can grow, so there are no low chill cherries currently, but you can grow cherries in Prescott. You just can't grow them here. And I was in a big box store just in the past week, and they were selling all kinds of cherries. And if somebody buys a cherry tree, first of all, the rootstock is wrong for here. We'll talk about that next. Secondly, they're not low chill. It's never going to make fruit. And that just drives me nuts. The next thing we have to take into consideration. Okay, so let me review that real quick. Less than 350 hours worth of chill on the tree. So if you look at the tag on that tree and it says chill hours, 500 hours, don't buy it. If it doesn't,
if you want fruit.
If you want fruit, exactly. If it doesn't say chill hours on it, do your research, but don't buy that tree until you know how many hours of chill it needs. Second thing is rootstock. There are specific varieties of rootstocks that do really well here. So most fruit trees are grafted, which basically means they graft a fruiting stock to a rootstock. And rootstocks are very specific. Rootstocks are very specific to an area. So if you plant a fruit tree with on the wrong kind of rootstock here, it's not going to make it.
There's a reason cypress grow great in the swamp. Their roots are made for it. The rootstock for the desert, you want to find one that matches those clay soils.
Exactly.
Exactly. More with urban farmer Greg Peterson here at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348.